Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I do have a message here for the players. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. The bar has been set higher than it's ever been set before.
Not that. Not that jam.
I love this
song. Oh, that's not...
Why?
It's not a positive song. Have you listened to the lyrics?
Not well enough.
Yeah, the hook. The hook, man. You know?
Okay.
5 bank accounts.
Where do we begin with this? First of all, Lomas Brown is just...
He's a truth teller.
He's just a football character. Like, a just necessary to the tapestry of football discussion. Correct?
I believe you are correct in that statement there, but also... The depth of knowledge he can give you in an entertaining way is what makes him fun.
Now famous because of his analysis of Detroit Lions football, but also because anybody who's familiar with the Lions in that way and the understanding of it, especially as a former player, and especially when you consider how many years he had in the league at such a high level, they're going to give you a really good insight and prediction and understanding when it comes to what we want to see. And he was on with the afternoon show yesterday. That was Spiegel and Holmes. And he is football joy. There is no doubt about that. I could listen to him talk about it all day. But he really gave us, I think, some insight. And he said it. When he said, just wait until training camp, my ears perked up. Trying to figure out, when we talk about the culture change here, what that can actually look like.
Y'all going out to training camp. Wait till you see training camp. It's going to be it's going to be totally different. That's the first thing that you guys are going to notice, how he is, how intense training camp is, the enthusiasm around it. Watch the assistant coaches. Watch how they are. I'm telling you, that's the first thing you guys are going to notice. Watch the assistant coaches. Watch the enthusiasm. Watch the trash talking. Watch how they get up in there, like, because I'm quite sure y'all going to watch how they interact with the players. I'm telling you, it's going to be something different, that if you've been out there, it's going to be something different to see, something different to witness. And then that's when you're going to get that feel of how you think that the 2025 Chicago Bears team is going to be all about. Enthusiasm, fighting for each other. That grit that we call it here in Detroit. You'll see it. You'll see it when you're out there. You'll see it.
I love that he then brought up the grit.
Listen, man, Lomas was trying to tell everybody.
He was.
He was trying to tell anybody who would listen, this is what's going to happen. Training camp is a place you want to be if you really want to know what's really good. Because once the pads come on, that's when you're going to find out what Ben Johnson and his team of assistants is really all about. I'm so curious to see those interactions with two position groups specifically, the offensive line and really the receiver room. Antoine Renderell, that's what I want, and to see how he interacts with all those people, receivers, but then also on that offensive line, because that's the area of concern that I have going in, is like, First of all, can you score a lot of points? That starts up front.
Absolutely. And when you consider what we heard about Ozzie Trapillo from Ryan Poles yesterday, that left tackle is going to be where he might end up. And that means going from right to left and the adjustment there from college to the NFL, that Ben Johnson wants competition, that's a big piece of it. When I hear that too from Lomas Brown, I do go back to something else Ryan Poles said that was brought up months ago when Poles was talking about things that got away from them in training camp and how perhaps it wasn't addressed in the way it should have been. And that's on you as the GM and the head coach to make sure that doesn't happen this year.
It was on them the last time it happened, not this specific head coach, but GM / head coach is supposed to make sure that when you get out to training camp, nothing goes off the rails. That's when you can correct things the easiest.
And we still don't even know to what extent he was talking, whether it was maybe X's and O's, you know, executions of plays. Was it discipline? Was it people not picking up nomenclature or something like that? We heard a lot about cadence. The Bears said it was fixed. I don't know that it necessarily was. I think we've got a lot of proof there in the exchanges between quarterback and center on the games to show that. So when he says that, and Lomas Brown then says, just wait until training camp, are we going to see some frustrated Bears out there? Are we going to see some guys who, you know, get mad to stay mad or get ready to stay ready, that type of thing, where you're going to have to break some eggs to make that omelet and adjust and be a little uncomfortable and then understand that that's going to make you better?
Ben Johnson told you get comfortable being uncomfortable, first of all. And to the question about whether the players are going to receive that in a good manner, who cares? You haven't been good enough. The players who were on the Bears last year anyway, because I can look at the record and see what they were able to do. You need to be able to take criticism, coaching, instruction, all of that. Like the Tyreek Stevensons of the world should be happy they have a clean slate with a new coaching staff and be yes sir, no sir, and that should be the attitude.
I mean, if he does have a clean slate, we don't necessarily know.
Why wouldn't he have a clean slate,
Tyreek? I don't know. What happened last season?
Well, but a new coaching staff, that they haven't coached him yet. So I would hope that he'd be given, I don't even want to say the benefit of the doubt, because obviously Ryan Poles exists and he is the continuance of...
Yeah, he brought him here.
Yeah. So he doesn't want to see him fail, because that would be another in that stack of people who did not match the expectations of what Ryan Poles did on draft day. I think Ben Johnson and Antoine Rendell, Rashard, really all of these guys.
Dan Rashard.
Yeah, Dan Rashard. All of these guys, they need to be able to talk to these players effectively and without any kind of rolling of the eyes or anything like that. Not that I'm even envisioning that, but I just know how last year went. And that's kind of got a spot in my brain and was like, we can't have any more of that.
You know when people listen and you know when they actually have ought to, as I like to say.
Wait, what's the word?
Ought to.
What's like, ought to?
Ought to is like, you really want to do this? Like, there's ought to there.
Oh, you okay. Want to. I haven't heard ought that, but is that a Texas thing?
Probably. I don't. It's just, okay. It's another way of saying effort.
Okay.
I also want to know what happens, of course, with Caleb Williams. When we discuss this fragility of the training camp set up last year and how it may have hurt the Bears all season. Does that indicate quarterback? Here's what Lomas had to say to Spiegel and Holmes yesterday.
It's going to be how he handles it. He's going to have to handle it. There's still going to be some ups and downs throughout the season, as we all know. Even if you're a veteran, you're going to have ups and downs. But he's going to have to handle the hard coaching, and he's going to have to be able to soak it in and know that it's just coaching. He's just being coached. It's just a different way of being coached. And that's what he's just going to have to handle. To me, he has the talent. He has all the talent in the world, you know, and he just has to get confidence in his offensive line. That was one of the biggest things I noticed last year. He wasn't confident in his offensive line, because the minute he goes back and drops on his back foot, his feet were moving. His feet were hardly ever set. And anytime you got a quarterback where his feet is always moving back there in the pocket like that, a lot of times he's not confident in his offensive line and his protection in front of him. So I think what you guys add, Jonah Jackson and the other guy, I think that's going to go a long ways towards helping them, because y'all did a nice job in the middle of that offensive line shoring it up. And we know that's where quarterbacks don't like pressure coming from.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Love that he named the guy that used to play for the Lions. He's like the other guy. I don't know which other guy it is. Is it Drew
Dahlman?
Oh, I
thought he was talking about Joe Tooney.
Is it Tooney or Dahlman? Because he said the other guy. So
yeah, I thought he meant Tooney.
Okay. I listen, Lomas is speaking the truth. I don't want to see happy feet Caleb Williams back there. I want a guy who looks confident, composed when he drops back.
And Caleb had the audacity to call us stupid when it came to the offensive line assessment.
He was protecting his guys. I get it.
He was. I understand. But this all went hand in hand to me. There's a lot of
stupid.
There's a lot of equal blame to go around. I didn't think I was going to get it that accurate.
I like it.
With the timing.
I like how you remembered it. Because that's exactly what he said. And I was like, all right, bro, we get it. You covering for your people.
Also, you can cuss Caleb. It's okay. Jalen Johnson does it. We all just giggle and bleep it.
A lot of bleeping going on with Jalen Johnson. My goodness.
That dump button gets worked over here.
Yo, listen, the last time we heard from Jalen Johnson, was like, yo.
It was the beginning of OTAs, and he was on one.
He was like, is this
better
going
than
to be
midseason for him, man? He was level.
It's like they had built up, and he was just waiting.
The dissemination of his sound to public, he was not concerned about that.
There's also something extra funny about him because he smiles when he does it, which makes it like there are some people who are funnier when they cuss while they're talking because they smile, like, and the mood, like the facial mood never changes. And that makes me laugh even more. Does that make sense?
Yes, because there's some people who know how to cuss.
Right.
You know, they weave it in effortlessly because they've been cussing a long time and they grew up around parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles who stay cussing. And so cussing is a way of life.
Stay cussing. Well, you and I both know what word is like a tempo tool. Backwards, you could say ish. So like that's like a tempo tool for some people when they're thinking out loud and they're just better at it than others. Like does that make sense?
This mother duck over here. Listen.
Yeah. So I know he's not supposed to, and I know it's an FCC issue or whatever, potentially, but I enjoy it. It just lets you, like, you're never going to say Jalen Johnson doesn't play with an edge. You know, like, you see the edge every now and then. It pops out.
You're also never going to say Jalen Johnson has the muzzle or the filter on either. He's going to tell you what he thinks in so many words.
What it is.
And he really is thoughtful. Like, he'll repeat the question. We hear it on these airwaves all the time on the afternoon show. He'll also repeat the question back and really think on it.
Yeah, see, I don't mind that either because I think he's trying to figure it out. Like, that, nobody said you had to be Slick Rick talker. Before, I need you to be authentic talker.
That's all before lacing the tirade, of course, with all of the words that you are not allowed to say, according to the FCC.
My favorite will always be, always, the reaction to the top 100 players. There will never be anything funnier than that. And the fact that Hard Knocks didn't actually show that clip, and you're on HBO, and you didn't get to show him actually saying the words.
Editorial control is a thing.
And like I said, I played it with all the bleeps in it. On network TV, and it was fine and hilarious.
But you're not the McCaskies.
No, I am not. I'm not worth anywhere near that amount of money. I'm a hundredaire. I'm a dollar millionaire.
the dollar menu. Don't you miss it?
I do.
There ain't no way. I don't know how you make Pro Bowl, All Pro, and you're not a top 100 guy. That's, I mean, I could have been 101, I guess, but Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
When you begin it cussing, that's how you know it's good.
Like, that's how I'm feeling.
When the first word is a swear word, that is the best. I don't know why that cracks me up so much. Also, what cracked me up was Lovis Brown bringing up a favorite seasoning of mine that I've brought up on this midday show, Slap Your Mama.
Ben Johnson said at his introductory press conference, I kind of like beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. He said that at a presser. The other day, Matt LaFleur said, they got a good coach now in Chicago, just ask him. So he like took a little, he took a little like shot it. Back. And
I like it.
Don't you like it? We love it.
Ben has added a little, I don't know if you guys into the seasoning, but that slap your mama, you know, that seasoning. Hey, Ben don't add a little slap your mama right back here in Detroit. Ben don't say a few things that don't add a little spice back here in the Motor City.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Spicy.
And also, sometimes we take requests. So there's a quote request here from 219. Play the Lomas Brown part when asked what Antoine Randall L. would do if Burden acts up. It's great.
There's a couple of instances, especially when we went Antoine, when Jameson did something boneheaded on the field. Oh, my goodness. I remember one episode where I forgot who we were playing this year. But Jameson did something bad on the field, and he was going back and forth with Randall L., and then you just seen Randall L. point his finger at him, and you knew it was over with right then. Like, Randall L. had had enough of it and everything and stuff. So, yes, you'll see it. I'm telling you, man, when you'll just kind of feel it from the coaches. And they're going to all buy in. If Ben is anything how Dan was here, the whole coaching staff is going to buy in. Therefore, the coach is going to buy in. Therefore, the players, they're going to buy into it, too.
That's that you're out in public with your parents as a child, and you're about to act up, and they give you the look. And you know what that look means. That's the, if you don't stop right now, just wait till we get out of here. Not even all the way home, but no. Just out of here, out of public view.
To the car.
To the car. To the car. I remember one time, shoot.
See, the, now, dad, you're, now my, you're going there.
Like, we're going to the bathroom. And whoop! Yeah, I didn't act up no more after that.
Hilarious. But I do think Lomas is spot on, too, when it comes to the concept of your assistant coaches had better be on the same page as your head coach. Because otherwise, your players are not going to believe whatever you guys are trying to do.
Yeah, you can't. It's like mom and dad, and everybody's got to be on the same page as far as punishments and everything else. Everything, worldview, how we view how things get done around here.
Well, and also, who has confidence in who, right? If your assistant coaches don't have confidence in your head coach, why would you?
That's facts.
Like, that's business.
That's a hard life.
I don't care about same page and discipline and all that. We're all adults. But when it comes to trying to get a game plan together against an actual opponent, you make sure that opponent isn't you. Lomas Brown's just inspiring us all.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.